Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading is a reading from Genesis. In the day that the Lord made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground. But a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flows out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divides and becomes four branches. The name of the first is Pishon. It is one that flows around the land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Bedlam and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is one that flows around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris, which flows east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to eat, to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all cattle and to the birds of the air and to every animal of the field. But for the man there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh, and the rib of the man Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read Psalm 96 responsively. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations and God's wonders among all peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, large to be feared in all gods.
As for all the gods of the nation, they are but idols, but you, O Lord, have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, your families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor due the holy name.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Tell it out among the nations, the Lord is King. When one who made the world so firm that they cannot be moved, he'll judge the peoples effectively.
Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. You will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with your truth. Our second reading is from Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism of John announced how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he doth, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, how can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I say to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that God gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
5 years ago, St. Andrew's Lutheran Church signed a covenant with creation through Lutherans Restoring Creation. At that time, this congregation's Creation Keepers team formed. This team continues work with both the grounds and facility to identify ways that St. Andrew's can lighten her footprint in the world. In this time of global climate change, the tasks feel daunting. Yet, small incremental change can have dramatic long-term effect. And so this congregation seeks to chip away at small changes that may have impact far beyond those who are participating currently. This work intends to walk the path of humanity charged with care for creation. Note that in the first reading today, that God creates humanity first, Ha-Adam, the creature made of dust or of mud. This human has a purpose. The authors of Genesis 2 tell that God made the earth and the heavens when no plant of the field was yet in the earth and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Humanity's existence comes first in this creation story. Now, in both Genesis creation stories, humanity receives a charge to tend, to care for, and partner with creation. The Lord God places humanity, the man, in the garden to till it and to keep it. In Bible study, some note the translation from that first creation story that humanity received dominion over creation. This translation raises a variety of challenges and does not accurately reflect the responsibility afforded humanity. That dominion language has opened the door to so much damaging activity and policy. Instead, that translation should more closely mirror the partnership language of tending and tilling that the church hears today in Genesis 2. The Men's Bible Study group spent some time reflecting on just how expansive God's concern is. Those rivers in the first reading do not necessarily represent a geography lesson, but rather a lesson that points to God's care and concern that extends to all corners, all quarters, all of the known world. To be sure, people recognize the Euphrates and the Tigris. They may recognize Gihon and possibly the Pishon. The point is that these rivers suggest boundaries, and the boundaries represent the farthest reaches of the known creation. Talking about all of this boggles the mind and can dilute the focus. So as St. Andrews enters this season of creation, we use the lectionary resources first developed by the Northern Illinois Synod. This lectionary series offers a three-year cycle following the three-year cycle of Matthew, Mark, and Luke found in the Revised Common Lectionary. For the first Sunday of creation, the focus is on forests. A year ago, Brian Krackemeyer visited St. Andrews. He owns and manages the website design company that we use. He came to take pictures of this space to be used on the website. One of the images he shared with us includes a drone picture of St. Andrews. He hoped to show St. Andrews in close proximity to both downtown and the university, to show St. Andrews and its place in the community. What several in the St. Andrews community saw speaks more to today's focus. St. Andrews finds itself in the midst of a very wooded landscape. While many parts do not meet the definition of forest with multiple stories of growth and sunlight minimally getting to the ground, Columbia does represent a community of substantial woodland. The city of Columbia employs a forester to manage the woodland that is on municipal property. The community hosts an office of sustainability. This community seeks, at least through structure and investment, to attend to the call to care for creation, to tend and to till what God has provided. St. Andrews has sought to care for this little corner of the city. Trees and native plantings. Care for creation includes tending to sustainable ways of engaging the world that God so deeply loves. Throughout the year, the Creation Keepers team offers information for personal transformation, changes in practices that can mitigate in small, incremental ways the impact each person has on the ecology of this place. As faithful followers of Christ, all the baptized receive a call to advocate for creation, to listen carefully to what creation speaks, and to speak policy, to seek policy and practices that respond for the sake of the health and well-being of all the world. As many have noted, through Jesus Christ, through his life, death, and resurrection, all the faithful have been freed from sin. Indeed, the faithful have been freed for love and service to neighbor. Now is the time to recognize the woodlands, the trees, and all creation as one neighbor. We are called to love in word and in deed, even as we seek justice and peace in all the cosmos.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.